program started last year. It allows undocumented immigrants in Colorado to get a driver's license, learner's permit, or ID card. Originally, 5 DMV locations offered these IDs, and the program is self-sustaining through fees. However, earlier this year, GOP lawmakers prevented it from using its own revenue. This caused the closure of all but the Denver site, and due to the demand for the program, the DMV also stopped taking new appointments. Estrella Ruiz with the Hispanic Affairs Project in Grand Junction says the suspension of the program in that city was devastating to people on the Western Slope.
It was heartbreaking. I had to call 60 people and let them know that their appointments have been canceled.
These appointments are made 90 days in advance. Ruiz has helped more than 150 people apply for the program. She says the application process is challenging because there are thousands vying for a limited number of appointments and you can't afford to make a mistake.
If for some reason you forget one document when you're there at the window and you forget one document, you are denied immediately and you need to make another appointment.
In March, a legislative compromise restored some funding, allowing the program to resume at two additional offices. And as of this week, people can once again make appointments for the sites in Grand Junction, Colorado Springs, and Denver. Starting next Monday, each of the offices will see 31 people a day. Ruiz is glad to see the Grand Junction office reopen.
It's better here locally than having to drive all the way over there, spend the money to go over there, and risking not having a document and losing that appointment.
However, she thinks that three locations for the whole state won't meet the demand. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.